We'll hear it with Parshas Korach. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi v'dosan v'aviram b'nei Eliyahu v'om ben Peles b'nei Ruvi. So the famous Rashi on page 2, ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi, lo yizke ben Yaakov. If already you're going the lineage, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi, so go to at least Yaakov. Lo yizke ben Yaakov, shebikesh rachamim ma'atzmo, shelo yizocher shmo al ha-machlokosom. That Yaakov was mispalo, that he doesn't want his name mentioned in the context of the machlokos. Shenema bekolam al techa kvodi. But when it came to the Duchen, in the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, it says, Ben Aviasaf, Ben Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael. So that was for a good thing. But for Machloikas, he didn't want his name mentioned. Okay, so the question is there anything more to that? Just, you know, it's Machloikas, I'll mention my name. Or is there maybe a deeper meaning? But we'll see. Then we have the pasuk on page 5. Vayidaber al Korach al kol dasa leimor boker v'yoda Hashem es shalom. No, let's wait till the morning and see what the story is. Who's right? Wait till the morning. Rashi says, page 5. Ata ish shikrusu lanu. Rashi says just he was saying let's wait till the morning, meaning let's stall a little bit, maybe they'll do tshuva, they won't be fighting with Moshe anymore, but it didn't necessarily happen. But what's this concept again? Let's wait till the morning. Boker v'yoda. And then the Medrash, Rashi quotes on page 7, Medrasho Boker, Omer Lehem Moshe, Vulos Cholach Asher Gvor Shmo Chol Omo, Yecholem Atem Lafoch Boker Le'erev. In other words, Hashem made specific time zones. His Boker is there, you can't switch. So too, Hashem, as like the Gemara explains, Hashem created Kohanim, Levim, so you can't switch one or the other. There's like, you can't say, oh, now it's going to be evening. But now it's the zone of day. Okay. So there is a piece in the Agra de Kala. That's the Agra de Kala. That's the Sefer Chumash from the Bnei Yisrael. The Agra de Kala. So he says a big yisod. He says like this. O yoma vayikach korach ben Yitzhar ben Reuven yesh lefarsh inyan al kichuhu din yetzahara zedako kol hayom lefatos ha'odam lasos averis. Because the yetzahara is trying to do averis. What does he tell you? But omer shezeh mitzvah. In other words, he knows if he tells an avera, then you're not going to do it. But he says, no, for you to get involved in this machlokas, that's a mitzvah. So he convinces you it's a mitzvah, and then once it's a mitzvah, of course you're going to do it. Baskel is born al zeshu, but mitar misayetzah. But how do you know some things are taka are mitzvahs? So how do you know if something you're doing is really a mitzvah, or is only it's an aveir, but the yitzhar is trying to explain to you it's a mitzvah? What's the mechanism of discerning? He says, "Hinei machlokas hazeh yakfi anir la mitzvah." There was the first glance, you can say it's a mitzvah. Look, Korach felt that he has a right to be a Kohen, and he felt, he wants to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kohanim have more of an opportunity to do that, and he wants to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has so maybe it was a good thing. So how do we know it was not a good thing? So how do you know? How do you know whether something is really a mitzvah, or it's an aveira that the Yetzer Hara is trying to convince you is a mitzvah? So he says, Inei, hasimen al ze im hu bemes mitzvah. How do you tell? Om hu mitam mes ha-yetzer, top of the left side. Hu kshayavkin ha-odem ba-atzmo im godlok tushukosu kolkach l'sham mitzvahs gam kei. It's like this. You want to be a kohen. You want to do this mitzvah. But let me ask you, is this the only mitzvah that you have such a yearning for? What about when you put on tzitzis and tefillin and other things? You also have such a cheshek for that? Is this one only the kahuna something? So it says, if you have it for everything, you love to do mitzvahs, so then it shows you're sincere. But if he sees that no, that's not like he has such a craving, yearning for other mitzvahs, only for this thing. So then he sees that it's something that's not 100% pure. Yovin Rashuro Shachuka Zosha Bidaba Bidaitol also Indian Anisol Ol Mitzvah Humipitu Hayetze. Lapilu Machmoris. To mess him up. Tamura Beharis Kakibalo. Ukshiyavkin Odom Zeba Emesa Emesa Ohub Yosef. So that's a person has to be honest with himself. He has to be honest with himself. Whenever he's yearning for something, how sincere is it? I want to do this mitzvah. Is it only because someone else is doing it, so you want to do it? Like, is it because there's a covet involved? Or is it sincere that you want to have another opportunity to miskarif to Hashem? So the litmus test to see is if you have that same yearning for everything, other mitzvahs, then okay, that shows. But if this is like the one thing that you have a yearning for, and everything's okay, you put your tefillin on, you're not so excited, you do this, you're not so excited. But that's the way to have a litmus test, a barometer of, is it really just covered, or is it really avodas Hashem? And that's the mikshayafkin odom zeba emes, emes ahov yoseh. So once you work with the midas emes, then you can see. And this is the way to tell. So this is the pshat. Now he's going to say a new pshat. Why Yaakov's name wasn't mentioned. What's Yaakov? Titain emes lo Yaakov. Yaakov is the meat of emes. In other words, if Korach would have put the midah of Emes in front of him and give himself an honest appraisal of his own internal feelings, then maybe he would have seen that it wasn't totally l'shem shemayim. So that's pshat. Vayikach Korach, what did Korach take with him? His yichus, that he deserves to be a kohen until Levi. But he forgot one thing. Ben Yaakov. He didn't take with him the midah of trying to look at himself in the mirror of Emes to see is he really doing the Shem Shemayim. He says, Shafat Shatzarach Lurdov Achar HaMitzah Sagam HaMashal Lord Stav Shachach Iker HaYichosh Shu Yaakov Shemidosu Emes VeKanal V'chein Dosen V'Aviron V'Om V'Pelas Lo's Yachasu Rakad Ruvein. Same thing with Om Ben Pelas, but they Ruvein. They don't say Bnei Reuven ben Yaakov, because Shachu gam Shehem Bnei Yaakov. Nidin lahem she'osim b'lehi Shem Shemayim, v'avod avodos yisprach b'chur g'holo b'korbonus u'ktoros. And that was, so he says, that's another pshat. Besides what Rashi says, that Yaakov is mispalel, that he doesn't want his name in the machlokas. Is, v'yikach Korach, what is Korach taking with him? He's taking with him his yichus, because he says he deserves to be a kohen. But then he doesn't take with him Yaakov Avinu. And because he doesn't take with him the Midas Emes, that he didn't give a clear appraisal to himself to really see if what he was thinking about was really true. And it's interesting. In the Sefer Arve Nachal, on page 18, he says, Elkim Bur Mesvarim. A similar idea is brought down. She Yetzahara, who Mefatim Ma'od B'chol Kocho. You see, so it's interesting. The Arve Nachal says that the Yetzahara works harder than the Yetzer Tov. Now, She Yetzer Tov Einu Mefatim Rak Ma'at. So therefore, l'chein haveira osim b'chashkus nimratz. When a person does an haveira, he does it with a lot of hislavas, because the Yetzirah is really juicing him up. I'm shaking him. Why is that? Why is the Yetzirah working so hard? Tama dover ki mishi yesh l'shchor ra'a m'od. See, this is the big yisod in life. If you have something that's not so good, but you have to sell it, so then you have to put all this publicity and all this thing and all. If the thing is emes, it sells by itself. In other words, the more people have to hype up something, it shows that the thing in essence is lacking. That's why you have to hype up and say, oh, this is great, till you convince yourself and you can try to convince others, because you know it's really not. If you try less, because you know that this is chashev on its own right. You don't need to. So it says, "Tama dava ki mishi yesh lo schora ra ma'od, hu muchach lefatos b'nei odam b'pituyim rabim batzumim v'tirchas gedolos shi yiknua." If you know you have bad merchandise, so the only way you're going to be able to sell it is if you really hype it up so you can convince people that it's good. Mashenki mishi yesh lo schora tov. But if you have something that's very good, people are going to want it. You don't need to, Einam medaber harbe klal im halochim. Rak modiyam sheyesh lo schor tova. Hashemei yishma. V'ilo mizdaben hachem mizdaben moas achriya. Kach inin yetzer. So the same thing with yetzer tov. He says, in yetzer tov, shein rach machnis makshova tova v'hira tshuva. Yetzer tov, just gives you the hira tshuva, just a little bit. Gives you a little tap. But it doesn't have to sell the Torah. The Torah doesn't have to be sold. It has to convince you how great it is. Because in Etzen, it's great. So that's why the Teva Adam is going after the Yetzirah. And that's what happened, as one of the Sfarim points out, by Korach. That Korach is the Yetzirah was pushing him so hard and trying to convince him that it's really a mitzvah, but the one thing he missed is the analysis to show that it was really coming from the Yetzirah, not from the Yetzer Tov. And there's a sefer on page 12 and 13, sefer of Yebi. Rishumas Yaakov Yosef Ben Yehuda. It's more used in the Hasidish Sefer of Rav Yebi. And he says in Tehillim on the Pasuk Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid, Yetzahor Mata Odom, page 13, Maral Odom Ha'Aveira Shu Mitzvah, Ha'Mitzvah Shu Aveira. V'cheir HaSimen Hu L'Kol Dom Shu Yetzahor M'chamim L'Odom Osa Cheshik L'Odom L'Asos V'Vadei Hu Aveira. In other words, if you see you're too eager to do something sometimes, it might be the Yetzirah's, because something that's a mitzvah, so then you always have the Yetzirah telling you not to do it. So that's why the Yetzirah is always going to take away your hislavas to it's going to hinder it to a degree. But if it's an aveira, the Yetzirah doesn't have to hinder it. Sometimes you're so gung ho, you have to be choshish that maybe. So that's what Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somer. And it told me a Yisavar Zulah Einai Shakol Mas Yitziva Hashem Vaday Hu Lenegdi Negi Cheshek Shali. other words, Imkei Sheishli Cheshek Lasos Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi. In other words, if it's something with Hashem, usually there's going to be a negdi. The Yetzer are telling me not to do it. So, but if there's no opposition, so a lot of times it's just the Yetzer Hara working full time to get me to do an Aveira, and it's not trying to stop it because the Yetzer Hara is not going to stop it. The Yetzer Hara is only going to stop to do a mitzvah. Okay. So now let me show you the following. And that's the famous, you know, Gemara in Shabbos on page 18. The Moloch of Shochet, Shochet Mishumay Chayef. Shochet and Shabbos, what's the Chiyef? Rav Amar Mishum Tzoveya, Ushmul Omar Mishmum Natilas Neshama. You shecht an animal, either the blood's going to get all over it, so it's Tzoveya, or you're killing it, so it's Natilas Neshama. So there's a famous verse of the Baal Shem. He says, "Alderach Hasidus." We know the Gemara on page 19. Sukkah says, "Losid Lovel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzirah in front of the Tzaddikim and the Rishonim." The Tzaddikim is going to say, everyone's crying." So the Tzaddikim said, "Oh, we didn't know how hard it is, and we've been able to conquer it." And the Rishonim says, "Oh, how could we not have?" But whatever the case may be, so the Baal Shem says like this on page 20. He says, Shoichet Mishumai Mechayev means, Losid Lava, when they shecht the Yetzihara, why are they shechting him? What did the Yetzihara do wrong? So one opinion says, Mishum Natilas Neshama, he's trying to get us to sin. The other opinion says, no, Mishum Tzoveya, he's coloring things. In other words, he can get us to sin, that's not so bad. But he's trying to convince us that this Aveir is really a mitzvah. That's coloring. That's Soveya. He's coloring it up to change what it looks like. He's fooling us. And that's why you shech it. Oh. But now, let's get back to Korach. So Korach, the Yetzirah, was working full time. And it was trying to convince him that it's doing a mitzvah. To stand up against Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you letting Moshe Rabbeinu do? Get all the ruchnius opportunities. You want ruchnius opportunities, which is true, but there was still some measure of seeking for covet, which if he would have realized that, he would have seen. So the Beirach Moshe said, the Satmar Rebbe, the Sigeter, says an unbelievable thing. What do you mean boker v'yoda? So what's boker? Why do we wait till the morning? So he says here on page 21, the bottom left, v'hinei. Right? It looked like a mitzvah. So what does the Bnei Yisachar say? How do you know whether something is really a mitzvah or it's just the Yetzer Hara convincing you? What? If by other mitzvahs you have the equal, so that's what says the Satmar Rebbe. Boker v'yod, Moshe says, let's wait till the morning. Why? Because the morning, you have all the mitzvahs. You have tefillin, and you have tzitzis, and all the mitzvahs are in the morning. So he says, let's wait till the morning and see, when you get up in the morning, how enthusiastic are you putting on your tzitzis and tefillin and all these things. Then we'll be able to tell. And that's the Satmar Rebbe here, his son, Rav Aaron, on page 22, says, in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, says, "Ezeh Chacham Halo Meid Mikol Adam." So he says, so he quotes that the Arvei Nachal. The Yetzer Hara is Mefata, you know. So, trying to convince you that something's Sheinu Yudel Eizad Dovrim Whom Yetzer Tovri Yetzer Hara Zeh Shkiach Zlotzim Gif Yasech Aver Pulu Zutiyah Basa Beinu. And then one of the things he says, because the Yetzer Hara court tries to convince you that nothing you did is an Aveira. But if you see someone else do something, then it's not you, that same thing, but you see it on him, then you realize it's an Aveira. Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't take away your vision from somebody else, it only blinds you from yourself. So he says, that's the tribe of the Mishnah. Is there a Chacham HaYodeh? How do you know? Who's the Chacham that can beat the Yetzer Hara? It's Alomi Mikolon, Hoim Mishbodim Achayim, Masem Rotzechayim Be'inav. So let's look at someone else. Uvazei Yivado Lubchor B'tov V'lumos Bara. So you see what someone else does. She'enu Yodeh Le'ezad Over Hu Mi'etzer Hara Mi'etzer. Because I Yishkech Muzul also. Him She'yasech Haver Pula Zutia Hamaseh Be'inav Nivzeh V'nimas. In other words, if you see something in somebody else, you see, if you do something yourself, you think everything is good. That's the Yetzer Hara is convincing you that. But so how do you know Ezer Chacham that can beat the Yetzer Hara? And Lomit Kolon, if you look, if someone else would be doing the same thing, would you think it's a mitzvah or would you think it's an Aveira? If you think it's an Aveira, then when you do it, it's also an Aveira. But when you do it, a lot of times you don't see it because the Yetzer Hara is covering it up. So that's this, and the way to tell also is one way to tell is what we said today, you saw stars to see if you have Islamists or everything else. The other way to tell is if somebody else would be acting the same way, would you say, oh, that's not nice, but you did the same thing. You did the same thing, but when you do it, you can't see it. Right? Like Rabbi Willow quoted from the famous word from the Mishnah in the Goyim, call in the Goyim Adam Roa Chutz Midigei Atzmo. You know, so that's the idea, and the key in everything is Ben Levi Ben Yaakov. That you have to always bring Yaakov in your life to see is this emes. And say anything in life, you know, what am I looking for? Is this emes? You know, people look for different things in life. You date, you look for shiduchim. You know, some people marry for alternative reasons, ulterior reasons. They marry because this way they'll get money, this way they'll get this, other things but the person themselves. And there's so many people out there that do that. But that's not emes. That's not emes. Emes is to look at the emes of what it is. Or is this just something, you know, I need to be recognized, so if I marry into this family, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. If you don't do things, I'll pee. Good, you know, doing things for the right reasons, and that's emes, and that's what was lacking. Even Korach was a great man, but that negia, once there's a negia involved, then you don't see things clearly, and then you don't have the emes with you, and that's why it stopped short, Ben Levi, but not Ben Yaakov. Besides the idea that Yaakov didn't want to be involved in machlokas, that means that Agud the Kala Bnei Yisrael slays, but he didn't. He didn't have an objective view of the emes, so then Yaakov's name is not mentioned, and that's the yisod of life. Boker, and then you can tell in the morning. Boker v'yodah Hashem, milchemes hayetzer v'nischono. Then in the morning you could tell when you see, because then you'll be able to see a clear vision of how what the Bnei Yisrael says and the Beirut Moshe explains how you act towards other mitzvahs, and then you'll see if this bikush. Is a bikush shel emes, or it's just some ulterior motives that are covering up the true motivation. So Bezer Hashem, we should all have this tshuka of to be a Ben Yaakov, just be anshe emes, you know, not to look for ulterior motives and doing things this and this. Just do it because it's the right thing to do, and if we do that, we have that Kavan in mind, that we'll live a life of Shalom B'Simcha, and the Yetzer Hara will be destroyed, and the Boker will shine. Boker V'Yoda Hashem Esa Shalom.